Reporter Matt Doran has been travelling through fire-affected regions on the New South Wales-Victorian border. I spoke to him earlier. Matt Doran, there are massive bushfires burning on both sides of the Victorian-New South Wales border. What are authorities concerned about?
Effectively, Kim, they seem to be resigned to the fact that with the worsening weather conditions over the next few days, some of these fires could indeed merge. To give your listeners a sense of the situation here, we're near the Corryong fire, which is burning in the northeastern corner of New South Wales, of Victoria, on the Victorian side of the border. Just northeast of where we are in New South Wales is the so-called Duns Road fire, which has burnt through parts of the New South Wales High Country past Tumbarumba and is going into the Kosciuszko National Park. That national park has been evacuated for the next few days. Orders were made for that to happen in preparation of that weather changing today and tomorrow. Further south of where we are the top reaches of that East Gippsland fire, which stretches right the way from the coast, places like Mallacoota, which we have heard so much about over the last few days, up into central parts of Victoria. There is another fire burning in the Victorian Alpine region around the popular holiday town of Bright, the sort of entrance into the Victorian ski fields during winter. These fires, they are spread out at the moment, but the predictions are that if the conditions worsen in the way that they are expected, they could merge. Now, that won't necessarily create a massive fire front, as there are considerable tracts of land that are already burnt, but certainly the burnt area will be stretching for hundreds of kilometres across the border.
With conditions expected to worsen, how are fire authorities trying to grapple with what they're facing?
Well, certainly in this area, a lot of the focus yesterday and this morning is about informing the public, because these fires continue to burn in some pretty inaccessible terrain, and effectively they're going to have to wait for these fires to eventually burn themselves out. A lot of the effort yesterday was about door knocking in the affected communities around the Corryong fire and ensuring that people were aware of the situation, given that power and phone lines have been down for a number of days now, and they may not have seen these warnings being issued by the emergency services, but also trying to get a sense from people that if they are wanting to stay in this region and defend their properties, giving the emergency services some idea of what they are, of the fact that they are trying to do that, so that there is some list, I guess you could say, that they can refer to and say, right, we know that this person has decided to stay on their farm if that fire does kick off again and it does start threatening properties. That way crews know exactly where they need to go to try to protect lives in the first instance. But the message is for people across a vast tract of northeastern Victoria to get out of this area now before those conditions really worsen. And I can tell you that even in the last half hour or so, we are already seeing evacuation orders being made for some of the towns right up on the Murray, on the border with New South Wales, towns like Walwa, and for around 10 to 15 kilometres around there, people being told that they do need to evacuate now.
Reporter Matt Doran.